Luisteraar. We zijn in het Vrijpaleis. Radio Paddepoel. Ja, we zijn er weer.
Nou.
Vertel eens, wat gaat er gebeuren vanmiddag hier?
Er is een filmvertoning van een opera van Vasil Stoes. Dat is een oude Oekraïense vrijheidsstrijder, poëet, dichter, schrijver. En nu krijg ik telefoon. Ben ik dat?
Ik heb geen idee wie wat is. Kijk, nou ziet het er beter uit. Oh shit. Oh, jij moet iets anders doen.
Ja, hallo, met Stefano.
Dat was Stefano, die lijkt ook een beetje mee te organiseren, maar dat was net iemand anders. Hallo. Oh. What are you, Nederlands, Engels?
Engels is better, sorry. Engels is better.
Okay, yeah. So what are you carrying? This looks like some kind of delicious thing.
Yeah, I hope they are. It's pancakes for our visitors.
Pancakes?
Well, pancakes, yes. Huh? It's like cake.
Yeah?
Yeah, with some cream on top. And
Blaubeessen.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And why is this here?
Just to treat
eat.
Some visitors.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, we do a Paddepoel taste test sometimes. Paddepoel smaak test.
Yes. Yeah. So you're welcome. Help yourself.
Well, in a minute. I think. I don't know. It's a bit difficult on the radio.
ASMR, it's very popular right now.
Huh?
ASMR, it's when you are doing something with a noise and you record it and people just listen to that. It's very popular. So you can eat, on camera
microphone. This has a name.
ASMR. ASMR. Yeah, exactly. This. Is it delicious? Yummy. Lekker.
Dat is een soort muffin. Wat je nu hoort is het openen van het papier van de muffin. I cannot eat this whole, but... Oh, shit. Okay. Dit is de paddepoel smaaktest. And what are they called?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Looks like muffins, but we'll see. It's dark.
Muffins. It's muffins, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like chocolate taste, or is it fruit? Or
it is. It's chocolate with a blauwbessen on top.
Okay, thank you. Oh, the khaki are. Mmm.
Lekker?
Yeah, wow. Ah, delicious. Ah. I think this goes for 8.5, maybe even 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Not out of 100. Okay. This is just for fun that you make this. You made them?
It's not me.
Oh.
I think it's Julia who made. We
Julia.
Need to ask her.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just helping to organize it.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that. So it seems like we are live on the Radio Paddepoel.
Me? No.
No?
Okay.
She's the speaking person. I can't. No, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, is there a different person that speaks?
Igor is speaking.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Yes. Igor will be hosting and lecturing.
It's a Zoom, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so you need to put it somewhere, yeah?
Yeah. But that's okay. I'll find my way. We have more...
I will speak here.
Yeah, okay.
It will be a lecture.
I will put it here, but I... Oh, no. I put it at the mixer.
Okay.
Because I have the mixer plugged in, so I have a perfect sound.
Great. Do you like the cupcake?
Yeah.
Yeah, should I take it? No?
No.
Ah, okay.
No. You only have to say yes.
Yes,
that's all.
Yes.
And I'll manage. Yeah, but can you tell me... this is upside down. Oh. Come on. So you can organize this?
Me and Julia Marco, and it's a Stussfest which started happening this year, and it's an international festival, and all around the world events are happening dedicated. It's kind of a horizontal festival which has an idea of commemorating.
All over the world.
Yeah, Chicago, Australia, Sydney, Hamburg.
Celebrating the same thing, or what is it
they
about?
Commemorating. It's mostly he was a poet, so mostly it's reading of his poetry.
It's about his about the person.
What
was his name again?
Vasil Stus.
Vasil Stus. Yes. Yeah. And who was this person?
He was Privit. Can I have 5 minutes? I need to talk.
Sorry.
And we will continue because it's a very important moment. Okay?
Sorry. Don't worry.
Sasha.
It's okay. Yeah. Dus die heeft het even druk. Vasil, geloof ik.
Yes.
En er is iemand aan het fotograferen hier. Hallo. We zijn...
I'm photographer.
We are live on Radio Potterpool.
Okay. I'm photographer of the event.
Okay. So you are connected to
the foundation.
Organizers?
Yeah.
Foundation? What foundation?
I'm in Ukraine and in Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm usually taking pictures on our demonstrations.
Yeah. But I thought you said foundation, but
I mean the organization.
Ah, okay, like, sorry, I misunderstood.
Ukrainians in Netherlands.
So you are a Ukrainian in Netherlands, and a lot of people here? Now it seems are Ukrainian or not?
A lot of organizations, organizers.
Okay, good.
I'm not know too much because I'm just taking pictures.
Yeah, well, so Vladimir? No.
Who?
In the middle, the guy.
This one, yeah. Alexander. Ah, in the middle, who's speaking now? I don't know.
Oh. Confusion all around. Good.
Yeah.
I like that. And so you always take pictures from this kind of events?
Yeah.
Ah, what kind of events should I think then?
You mean...
shooting?
I'm shooting people.
Come on. That's what it is, right? You shoot pictures.
Of course.
It's the only good way to shoot, I think.
Of course. Pictures of people.
Well,
different events.
Things.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And you're always doing...
No, not always. I do eat and sleep.
What do you do?
I do eat and sleep in between.
Okay.
No. I just hang around at events that I would like to go out to anyway, so...
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. And where is this going?
To the radio. We are live. Live on radio.
Nice.
I could give you something, but I cannot because I have this delicious cake. Did you try it already?
You said you are eating in between, but you eat during the work.
That's true.
Okay.
So who is interesting to talk to? You think because you look at all of them.
I'm look what?
You're looking at every at all the people because you shoot.
Yeah, can I shoot you?
You want to shoot me? Yeah, sure, shoot me.
I
know, but it should be a picture in action. No, I refuse to be photographed just by myself.
Oh, okay, sorry. Why? Why?
I don't know, I'm a purist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you look very, I want to shoot you.
You want to shoot me?
I mean,
you can shoot me if I talk to him.
With this scene.
Yeah, sure. No, but if I talk to him, you can shoot me. You have to send me the picture.
Okay. So to shoot you, I need to ask him?
No. I'll be talking to him soon.
Oh, okay.
You
don't want to be on pictures?
Yeah, sure. But only when I'm, talking to someone.
Oh, okay. Not now.
No.
You mean? Okay.
No, but you'll be here, right?
Okay.
No, it's a good deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else should I talk to, you think?
Hmm?
Who else should I talk to?
I don't know. don't
they're
know.
They're too busy. Well, I'll find
maybe Julie.
I tried. She said she's not the person to talk.
Okay. Because she's the person who is doing communication, so...
Yeah. I have to talk to the communication department.
Yeah.
But now it's getting full, so I'm going to run around. Thank you. What is your name?
Olga.
Olga.
And you?
Hans.
Hans. Well,
yes.
Nice to meet you.
I will give you a card later when I...
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So... Ja, we lopen rond in het Vrijpaleis. Kijk, en nu krijg ik een vriendelijke ja. Hallo? Ja, no, it's okay.
So you asked about Vasily Stus, who was he?
Yeah,
yeah, he was a Ukrainian poet, but he was a real poet in USSR, and it was, of course, like a criminal. It was a crime.
He is a Ukrainian person?
He was a Ukrainian poet.
Was. Okay.
Yeah, he was. He was born in 1938.
38.
He, from 1 year old, he rose in Donetsk.
Donetsk. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like a Ukrainian teacher. He got an education as a on Ukrainian language. Mm-hmm. He was a journalist. Mm-hmm. He was writing his doctorate. And
okay.
Then since there
smart
was.
Man.
Yeah, smart man,
yeah.
But there was a period when repressions started to get back, mm-hmm. and Ukrainian intelligent people got arrested. And on the
because
in Soviet Union you couldn't be a free thinker, mm. and you should be punished because they took everything serious. You write a verse with like
it's
decadent
kind of like
context.
Thought police.
Yeah, thought police exactly. Mm. Yeah, and he was arrested after. First, he was fired from all the jobs after the case in the presentation of a movie of Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors by Sergei Parajanov. Maybe you know it. And one of these future dissidents, they asked, they told from the stage that the repressions are started against Ukrainian intelligent people, mm-hmm. and he. Stand up like as a kind of a protest, and of course KGB agents saw him and start tracking them. In 1 month he get fired from his job, he got fired from institute, from his doctorate, and he got to do a blue collar job like fireman, like something like that.
Proper cancellation.
Yeah, cancellation. Yeah, yeah. From government.
It's
and
very advanced.
Yeah.
We found out only recently.
Yeah. And eventually in 1972, he got in prison as a poet, first term, because
of his poetry.
Because his poetry, because they did an inspection in his house, mm-hmm. they found his poetry, and there was, like, in this book, there are, KGB archives that get degriffed, like, they opened, mm-hmm. and there is analysis of his verses, like, it's a harmful for regime, for Soviet Union, discredits, a Soviet reality, mm-hmm. it's decadent, mm-hmm. versus even decadent, it was prohibited, so, and he was arrested, and it was 5 years in camp, in concentration camp, and 3 years exile. In Siberia. So when he get back, he had only like 9 months. Mm-hmm. His son was 13 when he went to, he got imprisoned. Son mm-hmm. was only two, so they had like... it was harsh times.
Huh? Did they ever see each other in these 11 years?
Because most of
Siberia.
The times he was it was prohibited for him to get meeting with his family as a charge for not behaving well. So when he got back, he became a member of Ukrainian Helsinki union. It's because at the time Soviet Union also signed Helsinki commitment mm-hmm. about human rights. Mm-hmm. So the dissidents wanted to legally oppose the powers.
No.
It was probably a mistake, I don't know. But anyway, they wanted to behave openly and and legally. But it was hard because the first members, first board was totally arrested. Second board was totally arrested. He became a member. Clearly understanding that he will be arrested as well. Of course, he was arrested, and he got 10 years plus 5 years in exile. and eventually he got killed or died or whatever, but he was pretty sick, and of course
while in exile or
While in prison, because he got in prison 1980 prior to Soviet Olympic Games in Moscow, because they clean up to avoid problems, that it's not a perfect stuff, and and he died or got killed in the prison. Anyway, he got killed because he was sick, and it was very very strict regime, and he died.
Does anyone know the real?
Unfortunately,
how he really died?
Unfortunately, no, because Ukrainian KGB archives are opened, and Russian no, and it's in Russian Federation archives which are closed still. So we cannot know for sure, but there are different evidence. Someone tells he committed suicide. Okay. Someone told he got like a heart attack. Someone told he was beaten by this bed, you know, in the prisons that. Different things, but the most important things that since he was a poet, he wrote poetry, and it was prohibited for him to write poetry. Yeah. He wrote around like 400 verses there, and only six survived because he managed to somehow transfer them. A lot of people just remember them, do it.
Yeah.
And last thing that he probably like broke him. Because he took all the pressure from this prison administration, but he translated. He told, "Okay, I cannot write my verses. Okay, no problem. I will translate Rilke."
Yeah. Translate what?
Rilke, Heinrich Maria Rilke, Spanish poet.
Okay.
He translated it into Ukrainian because he translated Lorca, he translated Kipling, he translated Rimbaud and like all the European poetry. And they found it. He 1.5 years he translated it. They found it and destroyed it. And he was like, it was And after it, like soon, he like became very sad. Probably it was a depression. I don't know. And then he died. But he overall like he was a. Of course, part of his work, of his activity was dissident movement, human rights movement. Mm-hmm. But first of all, he was poet. And as a poet, he had no chance to be something except dissident, because it was impossible to be a poet in Soviet Union and not collaborate with powers. Despite the fact that his verses do not include something like anti-Soviet. It's just just general thing. So,
probably about beauty and freedom.
And he's like really... like he's super strong personality, you know. It's and I will talk this about this in the lecture, because he is like, I cannot imagine how he passed through it. He knows it's like comparing to Christ, probably it's not the right thing, but it's something like from these martyrs from Christianity who understood they will die, they will suffer, but anyway they go for because they understand that it's. And as he wrote in as he wrote in one of his verses, we will die, but the movement will stay after us.
Okay, and can you shortly say something about the music, the movie?
Today we will have the lecture about his life and his heritage, and also we will listen a chamber opera by Ukrainian Contemporary Art Center Dach. Probably most people know Dach Daughters or Dach Abraha. It's like very famous Ukrainian. It's a center where they born. Developed and where they came from, and it's a new generation. Dach Trio, they created a chamber opera based on his verses. It's like
beautiful.
It's beautiful and something like that.
Wow, well, it seems like a great idea to have this on the radio. So
great, thank
you very much. Anything else you wanna share? We're expecting a lot of people.
More than 70. We have 70 plus registrations here. Let's see how many people. What's important?
I had no idea. You should have registered. I don't know. No. I found out randomly. About
Sure.
I looked at the Fabulous websites.
Yeah. Yeah, register.
Nothing there. I don't know.
No problem. We just did.
Well, this is a problem because how should I know?
Sure. They didn't put probably the registration link. But the thing is that we We put registration just to understand how many people will come, just to like approximately. So it's a free event. It's like just to commemorate the poet and promote Ukrainian culture, because it's very rich, but very very few people know about it, especially foreigners. So that's why we do events in English.
Great. So is there a possibility to make donations to some...
Here is QR code. You can donate. It's Ukrainians in the Netherlands Foundation. Here is... it's just a bar. It's for free donation, but for this place.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, great. And do you organize more this kind
of thing? I have a lecture project which is called Nomadische Buchenplank in Dutch. Nomadic
bookshelf.
It's a lecture project which hosts Stefan Anthony in Happy Bookieman, and I do weekly events talking about Ukrainian culture in English, spreading the word of Ukrainian culture.
But he was very enthusiastic.
He's super enthusiastic.
I saw him this week at Stop the Oorlog. It's like a monthly gathering.
On 24th. He helped to find this place. He's super enthusiastic.
He's a nice guy. He says some things sometimes that I'm thinking like,
okay.
He's okay. Good energy, right?
Super enthusiastic.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, now you probably can have a seat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I need to go. Thank you.
Nou, dat was een hele interessante verhandeling over de Oekraïense dissident poet. Maar ik denk dat het zometeen gaat beginnen. Hallo? Nederlands of Engels?
Oekraïens.
I cannot.
Een beetje Engels, een beetje...
Een beetje van alles. A little bit of everything.
Nederlands.
You tried the cake already? It's nice.
I ate something, I suppose it was drugs. I'm not sure.
This? Drugs? No. Well, chocolate. Chocolate is
Chocolate, sugar is also sugar like one of the most dangerous drugs.
So how do you know about this event? How did you get here?
It's about all those annoying advertisement in internet, and I was so tired about them. And I suppose, well, human being is a weak one, so I'll try it. And it's about our famous Ukrainian writer and dissident.
You read things he wrote, or?
No, I'm to tell the truth, I'm not familiar with his.
There is a book,
literature, but it's time to know more about our stardom.
Person. And it seems going to be a nice music as well.
I hope so.
Well, it's based on his. Poetry. He didn't write it, but it's based on his work. So. Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say to our dear listener?
Not yet.
Okay. Maybe later. Thank you. No, this is a random visitor, natuurlijk. Nou, het is 5:00. Dus dan zal het zo al gaan beginnen. Ondertussen ben ik dat overheerlijke cakeje aan het eten. Maar ik moet nu dringend iets anders doen.
Plant. You can come to the bar and you can
can buy things from Free Donation at the bar. So, you may use this time to prepare yourself
for things.
Do you need the napkin?
No. I'm doing ASMR now. What is it called?
You need to get money for something.
No.
Now it's popular, yeah.
No. Nou, lieve luisteraar, ik sta nu lekker mijn vingers af te likken. Echt een ontzettend lekker cakeje gegeten.
You may use these cupcakes for eating. They are for free. You may like come and they are behind the column.
Zo. Ja, er zijn dus cakejes, die ben ik nu al aan het eten. Nou, de vingers zijn min of meer schoon nu. Nou, het gehalte... Het gehalte aan Oekraïense mensen is enorm hoog natuurlijk. Dat is eigenlijk wel jammer, het is leuk, maar het is ook, het heeft allerlei kanten. Straks nog even proberen. Hallo, you are in line for something?
Yeah, for the drinks.
So, and we are live on Radio Patapul.
Oh, nice. It's an interview.
Tell me how, it's no interviewing involved.
Okay.
No. So, how did you get here?
I was invited by my friend, Anna.
Okay.
Не приходи на меня ответственность. And you, how did you heard about this?
Well, I was at a gathering, Stop the War, this week, and the guy, what's his name? Forgot his name.
Stus?
Dutch guy with,
you mean Stus?
Dutch guy with a leather jacket.
Ah, okay.
Very busy guy.
Okay, nice.
He was dealing out flyers, so...
What kind of hat you have?
It's from the radio.
Nice. It's a Dutch radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool. So there are only Dutch songs or different ones?
Sorry?
Only Dutch songs there or different ones?
Well, it's music and talking and things like this.
Okay, cool.
So you are with a friend. How did you find out about this then?
I was just invited by my friends. Okay. I heard that here are going to be some rhyme show.
Yeah, so poetry, music.
Yes.
And
nowadays, it's very important for Ukraine to join.
To gather,
to support each other. So this kind of nice events, it's a good opportunity to do this.
Beautiful,
Yeah.
You know that? Do you know that every Tuesday there is also this thing with Ukrainian culture?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, it's on
every
the
Tuesday here.
No, it's on here. 167, I think.
Okay.
But the guy with the leather jacket, I don't know where he is, and I forgot his name.
Uh-huh.
He knows about this.
It's great.
It's in his place, it seems. So,
great.
And also the guy who's going to talk, he is organizing it, so you know who to ask.
Yeah, and what do you do on the radio? Interviews?
No. I don't. I just talk.
Okay.
And people talk back. Mostly other people are talking. I help.
Cool. But here is going to be a translation of Ukrainian language, or
no? No, I'm hoping there is not too much Ukrainian language.
Oh, okay.
When it is, I hope it's like beautiful poetry. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll ask a friend.
So it's gonna be exciting.
I hope so. Yeah. So you wanna say something about yourself? Are you here long or?
I'm for a long time. I came here when I was 17. I came. Yeah, I came for studies, and I studied in Groningen. For 5 years, and then I moved to Rotterdam, and after that I found a job in Amsterdam and moved nearby.
So you move around the country.
Yeah, I lived 10 years in Ilpendam, if you heard about this village.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How did you get there? I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a very cute fairy tale village, and now I live in Amsterdam West.
Good.
Yeah.
And how's your Dutch? Hoe is het met je Nederlands?
Ik spreek een beetje.
Okay.
A2.
Oh, dat is een categorie. Ja. Okay.
Yeah. Dus ik begrijp, maar soms ik probeer Nederlands te praten.
Ja, dat is belangrijk.
Ja. Yeah.
Toch?
Ja. Yeah.
De meeste mensen spreken geen Oekraïens.
Ja, ja.
Als je dan toch, if you talk your non-native language, then it might as well be a different one, right?
Yeah.
Well, English is more.
Yeah.
So you like it here in the Netherlands?
Yeah, it's very good country. I like people respect everybody here and give a space that's very appreciated.
Yeah.
And Dutch people support Ukraine. We are also very grateful for that. And it's very well organized country. You did a good job. And it's people creating the atmosphere, right? The environment. So it's very disciplined, I would say, and at the same time relaxed. So I would say it's a balance.
I guess there is a different perspective whether you're inside looking out or outside looking in.
Yeah.
The culture.
Mm.
So, whatever. But so you enjoy, you have friends, you.
Yeah.
And then people who fled the war must have been very happy that you were here.
Sorry again?
People who fled the war later, they may have been very happy that you are here or not. You have a lot of contacts.
If I meet people, I always try to make as much friends as possible and to support them as well with information and
advice. Kind of Dutch, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot, so
you're in a very
I can.
Good position to help.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. So. And of course I'm happy to see Ukrainian people around. That's very nice because I miss them, of course. I miss them, of course, for these 18 years. So let's see. But
you have like family in Ukraine?
Yeah, all my family is there. In the beginning, they came here and lived with me for 1 year, but then they decided to go back because it's also hard to live abroad, and they are old. They are not young people anymore, and they are attached to their house, of course. I have fights with them every day, but they say we stay home. But of course, if it gets like really, 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 because I'm from Odessa and Odessa.
Beautiful.
And lately it's shelled a lot, also a lot of missiles.
Did they leave the stairs?
Yeah, so far we still have the stairs, fortunately. But the haven, they shell it all the time. Because also this grain, you know, this grain deal, which boats with the grain, they go from Odessa.
Yeah.
So they try to destroy as much as possible a strategy, blood strategy of Russia. But we are very grateful to Holland for this F-16. Thank you very much.
Really need it. Let's hope the next government is willing to help.
Yeah. So I hope the good things will beat the bad things. Let's believe in it.
At least some of them always do.
Yeah.
And some not yet, but they will come.
Yeah. But we don't give up. So that's the most important. Ukrainian people, they have a strong spirit. So I think we will fight until the last day. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot to you too. Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself? Or I'm Hans.
Nice to meet you. I'm Lena.
Lena.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the interview. See you later then. Yeah. Thank you.
Is this, from the radio? Or
yeah, sure.
Oh, you have.
I have to. It's Navarro.
Give one away. Huh? Oh. True. You did. You did
Thank
your
you.
Job.
Yeah. Thank you. Well.
Thank you.
Okay. I see
yeah.
you later.
Thank you. Yeah. See you later. Enjoy. Ja, het gaat nu wel een beetje beginnen, dus ik ga snel. Ja, we gaan even schakelen. We zijn nu ook live op de mixer van hier, dus we krijgen best wel aardig geluid, hoop ik. En nou, ik denk dat hij zo gaat beginnen, dus ik ga lekker een stoeltje opzoeken en mijn heerlijke gebakje verder opeten. Veel plezier, lieve luisteraar.
Test.
Sound is okay. Do you hear me all? Do you hear me?
Do you hear me? Stefanchik, you may take a seat here. Stefan. Okay, now everybody knows that you will be empty. Okay, we will wait Stefanchik from the toilet and we'll start. Meanwhile, can everybody who doesn't speak Ukraine raise hands just for me to understand? You doesn't speak Ukraine? Doesn't speak. Doesn't speak. Okay. Thank you.
Nope, we didn't hear. I can pretend I
don't. Okay, 1 minute and we start. Two stools, three on the first row. Yeah, you may sit if you want. Oh, Stefan. All okay?
Next to the queen.
Okay, now we will start. Thank you all. First of all, I will tell you about this festival. What's it about? What is it? Stus Festival emerged this year in January, actually like in December to be exact. It's a wandering festival, so it's not centralized. It's an idea that was created by Alex Borovinsky from DSP Theater in Ukraine. And the idea is that we dedicate the whole January to commemoration of Vasil Stus, a Ukrainian poet, probably the most important poet of the 20th century. These festival events are emerging and they're happening all over the world, in South America, even in Peru, in Lima, and now I know the place. the capital of Peru. Also in Europe, of course, in Ukraine, a lot of events. And when Alex Boravinsky contacted me and Yulia Marko and suggested the idea, we thought, why not? And we joined this festival. And what I liked in this idea that Stus is very important person, and you shouldn't explain why we need to commemorate him. And also, which I like, that we could choose how we will commemorate him. That's why I chose the program, and we'll tell you now about it. First, I will have a lecture about like 40, 50, maybe 1 hour. Then we will have intermission for drinks, the toilet. And after it, we will look. We will watch a screening of opera by Dach Trio from Contemporary Art Center Dach. Stus Passerby, Stus Perehozhi. So now about organizers and people who helped to hold this event. Yulia Marko helped a lot with organization and everything. There's she. Thank you, Stefan Anthony, Happy Bookie Man, for being like super enthusiastic about Ukraine. Host my project in his Happy Bookie Man bookstore. Fry Palace, thanks a lot for providing for this amazing place for this event. Thank you, Roger. And of course, Foundation Ukrainians in the Netherlands. There is a stand, there's QR code. You can make a donation for Ukraine and help this out. Also, you may use these links to donate to Stusfest things that they need. And you're welcome.
And you can make a donation in the wishing pole, the pole in front of the door. You can first make this
Amsterdam
a wish,
thing.
And then you put a coin or anything in the wishing
pole. It works. I saw that it's empty.
Put your wedding ring.
Okay. You will be rich, hopefully. Okay, so a few words about me. I'm Igor, I live in Amsterdam, and since last summer at Happy Bookeman Place, I hold the Nomadisa Book and Plan project, where I talk about Ukrainian culture in English language, spreading the word about it, Ukrainian culture, about classical music, about art, about literature, about nonfiction, about history, about everything, mostly around books that are available in English or Netherlands, and sometimes that are not available, and I just translate it and tell about it. Okay, now we will move to Stus, and I would like to start with a very important intro.
Не жаль, сел, полежит та не жал, досі не долюбив, і не жив, і не жаль, ще й дожнив, не дожив, полежит та не жал, досі не долюбив, і не жив, і не жаль.
It's a soundtrack for the main theme for a documentary Yours, Vasil, dedicated to Vasil Stus. And first of all, it's a good piece. Palindrom is a very good musician nowadays in Ukraine. And first thing is that how Stus poetry may live in our nowadays lives, how he can talk to us via different manners of reading his verses, using his verses, feeling these verses. And I think Palindrom took a very good perception of the fate that Stus had and the will he had. And also to illustrate how hard to talk about Stus, especially for me, because who am I and who is Stus? But overall, despite the fear of missing something important, I will tell the things that are important for me in Stus and how I see his life and his heritage. As well as you may feel from this song, it's very hard to avoid mythologization or even creating an icon from Stus, despite the fact that he actually lived the life that actually leads to being an icon, because you will know about it later during this talk, because the scale of his personality, his strong position, fearlessness and acceptance makes Stus a perfect man to become an icon. And first of all, of course, he was a human being, but it's overshadowed by his fate. But first of all, he was a poet. By the way, this thing that I put on the background, first of all, for you not being bored with my talk, and the second, it's a very good movie, documentary about Vasil Stus, shot in 1992, considering his life, considering an interview with his cellmates, with his friends, with his family, and shooting all the background that was as close to his death, he died in 1985 as possible, because it was like the fall of Soviet Union and everything was the same. So it gives you an image of how it was at the time when he lived. And of course, mostly probably of you know that it was impossible to stay just human in USSR, especially if you were from occupied republics. The choice was easy but harsh. You could be a speechless slave and collaborate with the regime, or be repressed eventually, despite the fact that surges are past. And these repressions get back in the 60s. And as you see, Stus died in 1985, so 5 years plus minus, and Soviet Union disappears. But overall, he died in a concentration camp. First of all, it tells something about the regime, but mostly it tells about the Stus, which avoided any compromises, any. And that's very important thing in his personality. Stus may be considered the main poet main Ukrainian poet overall of the second half of 20th century. But of course, in Soviet Union, real poetry was prohibited, and it was very hard to do it and to become to maintain poetry activities. So eventually, Stus became.